This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNDA, we are at Nemaha Central High School, continuing our coverage of high school volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Alongside Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. We are on to match number two of the evening. It'll be the Holton Wildcats. First opportunity to see them here in 2025. Taking on the Sabetha Blue Jays, who gave the Thunder quite the run in the first matchup of the evening. It went to three sets, but Nemaha Central getting the win over the Blue Jays, 25-27, 25-13, and 25-11. So we're going to see a whole Wildcat team here tonight. Of course, they'll get Nemaha Central in the last matchup after this one, but Wildcats are off to a great start. They are 7-1 overall. They started things out at the Marysville tournament on August 30th. They went 5-1 in that tournament and finished in second place with their only loss in the championship to a very good team in Clay Center. That was in straight sets, 25-11, 25-16. But outside of that championship loss to Clay Center, Wildcats have won them all. And they have all been straight sets except for a 2-1 victory over Clay Center in the pool play round of that Marysville tournament. And then last time out at the Holton Triangular a week ago, Wildcats went 2-0, straight set wins over Hiawatha and Perry LeCompton. Again, the Blue Jays right now a record of 1-8. After their three-set loss to Nemaha Central in the opener tonight. But that one between the Blue Jays and the Thunder, a non-league contest, as that one will not count towards the Big East League standings here in 2025. So, Abby Stevie, the head coach of Sabetha, geared up for their second and final matchup here at Nemaha tonight against the Wildcats of Holton. Holton's head coach, that is Crystal Bontrager, but she is not here. She is on maternity leave. Congratulations out that way. So coaching the Wildcats here tonight, Teresa Watkins and Carly Keeling. So here we go. Team's getting ready to rotate onto the floor. The Wildcats of Holton, black uniforms, white numerals and lettering, a little bit of blue shaded in there. And just like we saw for Sabetha in the first matchup tonight against Nemaha Central, the gray road uniforms with blue numerals and lettering. Again, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman here on KNCA. Holton will start near side of the floor, so the Wildcats will hit it far side as we sit here in the bleachers at Nemaha Central High School. Blue Jays opening set will hit it from far side to near side. The Wildcats, last season, 29 wins and a 4A state qualifier, but 0-3 in pool play in Hutchinson. Losses to Hayden, Clay Center, and Bishop Miege. And the Wildcats, again, starting the season ranked in 4A and off to a 7-1 start here in 2025. Final rotations here for both teams. Marley Gilliland up front there for the Wildcats. You also got the junior, sensational junior, Tinley Wilson, first-team All-League a year ago, outside hitter for the Wildcats. She was the lone non-senior on the first team last year. So again, was all seniors on the first team a year ago. The only one was Tinley Wilson as a sophomore, now in her junior campaign, off to a fantastic start. So here we go. It's matchup number two. First set, Holton and Sabetha here from Nemaha Central. Wilson back to the net, having to get it over on a free ball. Now the Blue Jays set it up, and an awkward setup by Kime, and it nearly got back over on the deflection by Olivia Lang, but it drops down for the Holton point, and Holton out to the 1-0 lead. Outside hitter Tinley Wilson, as we mentioned, she does the serving here. Gets it back across. Now they set it up. Good defense there by Gilliland and crew up front. Now pushed back across by the Blue Jays. They set it up here. Gilliland on the spike. Blue Jays diving forward. Battle at the net. One by Sabetha. Drahota in there to knock that one down through the hands of Martin. And a 1-1 tie here early on in set number one. Far side of the floor, this is Olivia Bumpgardner serving here for the Blue Jays and sends it across. And it is Catherine, the libero, keeping it alive here for Holton. Now Drahota taps it across. Gilliland lets it go, and it drops in for a point. Back-to-back buckets here. And Sabetha, a 2-1 lead here in this opening set. Bumgartner again to serve, a 5'5 senior. Well, these two teams played in that Marysville tournament. It was a straight set victory for the Wildcats, 25-16, 25-19. Now a deflected spike on the back line. It's going to give the Wildcats a point here to tie it up at two apiece. So since the loss to Clay Center, back-to-back wins for Holton against Hiawatha and Perry LeCompton. Here's Drahota trying to find it through Becca Lassie and crew, and able to do so for another Blue Jay point. Back-to-back, or I should say they get the lead back, 3-2, early on set one. Presley Phillips, the senior, on the floor here for the Wildcats. Drahota to serve and nearly got an ace. Batted up into the air by Martin. Now that spike attempt put down by Chloe Black, the sophomore. We'll talk about her, but she's had a great start to her varsity career. Now that one up and that one down. Ricocheted off the rafters and down in the back left corner. Point for the Wildcats. And we're evened up at 3-3. Here is Kenley Fluke, the junior, onto the floor serving here for the Wildcats. Sends it back middle. Mendel pops it up into the air. Now Kime sets it up, and Lang's touch is off the net. I believe that was actually Shubarth, and her touch couldn't quite get it over. And now 4-3 is the Holton lead, and it scored back-to-back points. Fluke will serve it again. And tips one down, nearly got an ace, but the Blue Jays kept it alive. Whitaker gets it across. Holton sets it up. Here's Black, outside hitter. Didn't have much behind it. Blue Jays played it well. Now middled on a third try, taps it across. Wilson, Fluke, over to Black, who puts it down right to Whitaker. Now Kime sets it up. Here is Olivia Lang, and she puts one down. Good rally, good set. Blue Jays gets the point. We're knotted up at four apiece here in this opening set. Sub in for the Blue Jays. It will be Haverkamp back to serve. Sophia Haverkamp, the 5'10 junior. Jersey number 8, far side of the floor. 4-4 tie here in this opening set. Matchup number 2 of the evening. They fake it to Lassie. Black puts it down. It's batted up into the air by Scobie. Good dig. And now Scobie chasing down a third hit. Gets it back across. Phillips sets it up. Middle of the floor. Lassie buries it alive for a Holton point. Becca Lassie, good basketball player. And getting a point here, number 55 on the jersey. Holton, they have scored 3 of the last 4. Their lead in this first set, 5-4. Chloe Black, the sophomore, another serve. Whitaker, Haverkamp. That one set too strong by Scobie. Error on that one, given the Wildcats now a 6-4 lead. It is their first 2-point lead here in this opening set, so it's been close to start, still very early on, as Menold gets teed up, but it's blocked down by Lassie and crew, and now a second one set across, dug up by Phillips. Now they want to set it up for Timley Wilson, her spike into the net. Boy, she had a chance, but a little bit late on the swing through, point for the Blue Jays, and they're within 5, or I should say, correction, within 6-5. Blue Jays down one, they get the serve back. It's going to be Krista Menold. Bounces it once, up in the air, swings the right arm through. Up in the air by Wilson. Now they set it up for Lassie. Her spike was there, but too strong. Point for the Blue Jays. Back-to-back miscues by the Wildcats. It tied this thing back up. It is 6-6 here in this opening set. Wildcats, a strong start. They've won 7 of their first 8 here in 2025. Blue Jays looking for win number 2. There's one that is beautifully set, teed it up, and buried alive by Tinley Wilson for the kill shot in the right corner. Holton takes the lead back 7-6. Tinley, first team all-league a year ago, led the team in kills. Also had over 360 digs as well. Haverkamp sets it up. There's the spike, but out of play. Point for the Wildcats. The miss hit there by Wilts. Lead back to 2 for Holton, 8-6 here in this opening set. And the libero in Catherine's will send it across. Now a one-handed tap by Scobie. Middle of the floor here for Holton. Kind of an awkward setup there and an awkward hit. And that one missed hit by Wilson on the setup by Catherine's. And now an 8-7 Holton lead. Whitaker out. Schubart to serve here for the Blue Jays, trying to tie it up here in this opening set. Fluke bats it up into the air. Wilson, a little casual with the cross. Blue Jays played it well. A battle at the net on the side of the Blue Jays, put down by Scobie. Now Fluke sets it up. There's the spike. Batted up into the air. Good job by Schubart. Now a chance here for Scobie. A spike attempt sails too long. Point Wildcats. Now 9-7. Holton has scored three of the last four. Marley Gilliland back in on the front line here for Holton. As Martin will serve it with the left hand. Whitaker down to a knee to keep it alive. Middle of the floor. Drahota gets a chance and she puts it home. AC Drahota, big kill shot for the Blue Jays. They're back to within one. It's now 9-8. Perfectly set up middle of the floor for all 5-10 of Macy Drahota for Blue Jay Point. Time will serve it. Blue Jays trying to tie it up. They're down 9-8 here in this opening set. Catherine's down to a knee. They set it up far side. Wilson spike and a little bit too strong. Point for the Blue Jays. And we're tied at 9 apiece. Now we've seen Tinley Wilson, couple of missed hits here in this opening set. Back and forth we go. A 9-9 tie. Time sends the serve across. Ditzler gets one into the air. Here's Gilliland rejected at the rack by Drahota. And the Blue Jays take the lead. This time the defensive effort by Drahota. 10-9 Blue Jays. They have rattled off three straight for the last five. Drahota last season, 43 blocks, 68 kills, 23 digs, 13 assists. Guessing all four of those numbers are going to be much higher here in 2025. Here's Black from the back line. Holton played it to that Blue Jay back line. Now the Wildcats get another opportunity. The set by Martin. There's the spike by Gilliland. And another one that's hit too strong. Another point for the Blue Jays. A missed hit this time by Gilliland. And now it's 11-9. Blue Jays by two. Four straight for Sabetha, and five of the last six have gone their way. Serve to the back middle row. Holton sets it up. There's a good look. Batted up into the air by Minold. Now Whitaker up front. Free ball barely gets over. One-handed save by Catherine's. And now back to the net. Sent back across on a freebie by Dissler. Sabetha sets it up. Drahota the tap. And down it goes. Martin go for it. Couldn't quite get there in time. Drahota another point. Good rally. And the run continues here for the Blue Jays. It's 12-9. Five straight and six of the last seven have gone the way of the Blue Jays here in this opening set. Here is Martin, sets it up far side for Gilliland, and he goes into the net. Unwarranted. And a timeout on the floor. Six straight, seven of the last eight have gone to Sabetha. Timeout on the floor will step aside as well for 30 seconds. Set one, it is Sabetha 13 and Holton 9. It is high school volleyball on KNZA.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball continues tonight on a KNZA. Alongside our studio engineer, Captain Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman with you. Match two, set one. Out of the timeout, Sabetha leading Holton 13-9. Blue Jays lost in three sets to Nemaha Central to kick things off tonight. Now they're trying to bounce back against a very good Holton squad who's out to a 7-1 record. Here's a battle with the net. Gilliland got a hand on it. And I think the play stops and the points going to the Wildcats. So out of the timeout, they stop a run of six straight by Sabetha. And the lead for the Blue Jays is three at 13-10. Served by Lily Tanking. Drahota gets it off the set, taps it across. Gilliland was there. Now a chance here for Chloe Black, and that one defended well by Drahota, and a lift is called against the Wildcats, and a point for the Blue Jays. Boy, Drahota everywhere here in this opening set, both ends of the floor, defense and offense. And it's a 14-10 Blue Jays set one lead. And back to serve, Olivia Bumgartner once again. And left side of the floor, grazing the top of the net. Catherine's got a touch. Now back right middle, kind of sent back over on a free ball. Now the Blue Jays set it up with Menold. Her tap is down, but out of play. The point for the Wildcats. 14-11. Tabetha by three here in this opening set. Emily Ditzler, the serve here for Holton. Settles in on the back line. Trajota gets a spike as Lassie put it up into the air. Now an opportunity. Chloe Black puts it down. And Whitaker, a diving save to keep it alive for the Blue Jays. Mental tap deflected. And down it goes for one. Diving effort not there. And Mental making it 15-11 in favor of the Blue Jays here. As Schubarth comes back in on the front line for the Blue Jays, and they'll send back Trajota to serve. Well, just like the first matchup with Nemaha Central, Tabetha hanging strong in this opening set. 15-11 their lead. Holton sets it up. Lassie, little tap shot. Nicely done. Finesse, front right of the net it goes. Lassie gets the point. The junior up front. And 15-12. Blue Jays lead is 3. And Kinley Fluke back to serve. Swings the right arm through. It goes back. Pops up into the air by Bumgartner. Now it's set up. Pops up into the air by Lang. Black sends it middle of the floor. Lassie leaning back. And saving it on the back line is Bumgartner. Now Tabetha gets a chance, and that one is buried by Schubarth. Boy, emphatic on that one. 16-12. Blue Jays. One of the harder hit kill shots we have seen all night. Zero chance for the back line of Holton to save that one. 16-12 Blue Jays. Back to serve Sophia Haverkamp. Tees it up, spins it in the left, lifts the leg, fires it through, and it's going to be an ace. The diving effort by Phillips back middle, a little bit late to it. And Sophia Haverkamp with the ace, and now it's 17-12 Tabetha. Haverkamp had all of just 6 aces last season. And she tallies one up here. She'll try it again, 17-12, and she hits the back of her teammate in Schubarth. A little bit short on that serve attempt. Makes it 17-13. Holton gets the serve back. It'll be the sophomore outside hitter in Chloe Black. She'll put emphasis behind that one. Here's the setup. Good, well defense there by Finley Wilson and crew. Now Lassie again. They hit it over. Fluke saves it. Wildcats set it up near side. Wilson spike, and she got it to go. Back left corner. Finley Wilson with the kill. And it's 17-14. Back-to-back points. Blue Jays' lead is trimmed to 3. Chloe Black will serve. Lifts, fires, sends it across. Menold up in the air, kind of awkward. Now Whitaker has to direct it up front, and it slaps across on a free ball by Scobie. Oh, they want to set it up for Wilson. Tipped in the air and too much heat behind it. Deflected again on a second try, and out it goes. At the kill shot for Wilson, a point for Holton, and now it is 17-15. Holton back to within 2. 3 consecutive points for them. And now an ace. As the Blue Jay back line couldn't handle, it's an ace for Black. And a timeout on the floor. 17-16 Tabetha. 4 straight, though, for the Wildcats. And we're back in a tight 30. Set one action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball continues tonight on KNZA. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman with you. Nemaha Central High School, the location. We're in matchup number 2 of the night. Set number 1 out of the timeout. Holton trailing Tabetha 17-16. Wildcats are on a run, though. They had scored the last 4. And we're back to it out of the timeout. Fluke, front center of the net, pushing it back. There's the spike, and it's a little bit too strong. Fluke set it up for Martin, but Martin couldn't quite keep it in that back right corner. A point for the Blue Jays, and their lead back to two at 18-16. Krista Minold will serve here for the Blue Jays. Good first set between these two. And an awkward hit by Wilson, but able to get it back from her teammate. Send it over on a free ball. Now this one tapped across by Wilf. And Wilson gets a chance front left. Pushed up into the air. Whitaker on a free ball. Got it back across. Lassie, Fluke, right back to Lassie. Taps it down. Pinballing around. Whitaker again gets it over. Goodness me, Blue Jay surviving somehow. Into the air, high it goes. Blue Jays think it's going to go behind the stick, and that's going to be a point for Holton. Boy, the Blue Jays, multiple occasions, salvaging it back across. But they did not land the point. 18-17, Blue Jays lead back 2-1. Here's the serve by Holton. Sends it across, hit up in the air by Wilt. Now Wilt's on the receiving end, trying to spike it. And it's batted up on the net a couple of times by Emily Ditzler of the Wildcats. Hit it one too many times at a point for the Blue Jays. 19-17 their lead. Set number one, matchup number two tonight. We've still got Nemaha and Holton in the final matchup later on. And a stoppage on the serve. And it's going to be a point for Holton. Sabetha not ready. The 19-18 Sabetha. Holton down one with the serve. And it's Mara Martin who will tee it up here. Middle of the floor. Goes lefty Styles. Might have been out, but it was saved anyways by Wilt. And now it's back and forth on the net. Drahota gets it over. Black. And down it goes. Black sets it up for Tinley Wilson, who buried it hard. We're deadlocked at 19-19 here in this first set. Black with the assist. And 13 last year, adding one here in 2025. 19-19 tie. Now miss it at the net, giving the Wildcats their lead at 20-19. Three straight for the last five have gone to Holton. And we kind of saw this at points in the first matchup for the Blue Jays. Just a string of miscues and errors. Now the Blue Jays get one across. I think we got a stoppage of play. And not sure if it was a lift or a double hit. It was against the Blue Jays, but a point for the Wildcats and a timeout on the floor. So Holton's lead here is 21-19. Inside number one. We'll take a quick 30 back after this on KNZA.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball here at Nemaha Central tonight. Matchup number two, set number one out of the timeout. Holton 21, Sabetha 19. Sabetha had control early, but the Wildcats have slowly chipped away and now lead it by two after this timeout. Whitaker gets it across, batted up into the air by Black. They want to set up Tinley Wilson. Good defense that time by Drahota. They want to set it up. Wilson again. She goes finesse this time. Back line was there and ready for the Blue Jays. And it pinballs around, and the Blue Jays get the point. Wilt, a part of that heat. And it's 21-20. And it looked like Holton was maybe ready to get that point. Blue Jays thought otherwise. So they get the serve back. Here's Keim at 21-20. She'll send it across. Catherine's in the air, and now the JV ball comes soaring in, so they stop play. Have to reset. Now Holton leading it 21-20 here in this first set. Sabetha with the serve. And Keim sends it across. Dipping down, and it's an ace. Miscommunication on that front line. Black with a late dive. Couldn't get to it. And now we're tied up 21-21. Served by Sabetha. Into the air by Ditzler. They go right back to Ditzler for the spike. Diving effort on the back line. Free ball. They get it across. Nicely done by Krista Minold. Now they back line it for Gilliland. And that is rejected by the front line of the Blue Jays. The double team of Wiltz and Trajota on the defensive effort. And the Blue Jays have rattled off three straight to retake the lead at 22-21. Here's Keim on the serve again. Back middle, front middle. They set it up Wilson right side. Finesse tap, down it goes. She played it well. Blue Jays defense there, just not quite ready. Perfectly placed by Wilson. We're deadlocked, 22-22. Holton gets the serve back with Tinley Wilson. She'll send it across, and down it goes for the ace. Hesitation in the back middle by Trajota. Put her hands up and then put them down, and just too late to figure out what she was going to do with it. So an ace there makes it 23-22 Holton. Blue Jays, big opportunity here, and it goes behind the stick, and that's a point. The setup not good for the Blue Jays, and now it is set point for Holton, 24-22. And the Wildcats trying to finish strong here to take this opening set. Blue Jays need something here, and they're barely able to get it over on a free ball. They want to set it up, and down it goes. Point Wildcats, and the set is won by Emily Ditzler. 25-22, Holton over Sabetha in set number one. We'll take a timeout. Set two coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit umb.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's time to remind the women we love to take care of themselves, and that includes getting a screening mammogram. We know it's not always easy to find time. That's why this October, Sabetha Community Hospital is making it more convenient than ever with special evening mammogram nights. Join us from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on October 1st, 8th, and 15th. These are additional times designed to fit into your busy schedule so you can prioritize your health. Call 284-1525 to schedule your evening mammogram.
If you're a farmer, your day can be wall-to-wall chores, tasks, and responsibilities. But as the sun sets, you can come atop a hill, look at the whole spread, and think to yourself, this is my land. And that's a special feeling. That's why Frontier Bank offers a wide range of options and will tailor a financial plan to meet your individual needs. Stop by and let's talk. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Frontside Double K, Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Tamman with you here at Nemaha Central High School. We are going to set number two, match number two. Big East League try here at Nemaha Central. Holton with a 25-22 set one win against Sabetha. Boy, Sabetha started out really strong in that opening set. Rattled off middle portion, six straight, 7 of 8, led 13-9. But Holton able to turn it on in the back stretch. At 9 of 11 at one point, and then scored four straight to end it. So the back half of set one, dominated by the Wildcats. And they come back and take the first over the Blue Jays, 25-22. So we switch sides. Sabetha will hit it far side. Or I should say, Sabetha will hit it near side to far side. And Holton on the other side will hit it from far side to near side. So a must-win here for the Blue Jays. Wildcats looking for a sweep. Wildcats looking to go 8-1. Sabetha, they have been tight in some of these matchups early, but still looking for win number two on the season. This one is a league tilt between these two. Sabetha Nemaha in the opener tonight was a non-league contest. And then the next one with Holton and Nemaha is a big one. Both teams undefeated early. If Holton's able to hold on here, they'll be 3-0 in league play. And with Nemaha awaiting at 4-0. So big one here coming up if Holton's able to hold on. Here we go, set number two. Here is Trahoda on the tap, defended well. The Wildcats, it is blocked and put down by Tinley Wilson. 26 blocks a year ago. She gets one here, and Holton leads at 1-0. Holton on the serve. This is Martin. Black sets it up. There's the spike, deflected out, and it was hit off the hands of Olivia Lang, and a point for Holton. Makes it 2-0 here in set number two. Couple subs in here for the Blue Jays. Sophia Haverkamp back in. Isabel Scobie on that front line as well. Martin continues to serve for Holton. Now to a 2-0 lead here in set two. Came back, won the first set over the Blue Jays, 25-22. Trahoda gets set up, but it's dug up by Black, and now an opportunity for Wilson. Whitaker there, back middle for Sabetha. Front left it goes. Wilt had a chance, can't convert. I think they call a lift on Wilt. That is the call. And the first three here in set two have gone to Holton. Another serve for Martin, sends it across. Whitaker up front, set up by Haverkamp, and that spike is just out. And a 4-0 lead now for Holton. The best look the Blue Jays have had early. Unable to get it inside the line. So a 4-0 set to start for Holton. Here's Vinold on the back line. They set it up for Wilt. Her spike is down. Finally, the Blue Jays on the board. Wilt put it down. Maybe some confusion there, but either way, Blue Jays get the point. And it's 4-1. The Blue Jays will get to serve here. Kira Keim will do the honors. Jersey number one for the 5-2 senior. And she sends it far side of the floor. Batted up into the air by Tinley Wilson. They go right back to Tinley. Finesse shot, put it down. But what's the call? They blow it dead. I think Wilson got too close to the net. Blue Jays get the point. It's now 4-2. The back-to-back points for the Blue Jays after the first four went to the side of the Wildcats. Another serve here for Keim. Sends it across. Back middle it goes. Batted up into the air by Martin. Here's the set. Here's the spike by Gilliland. Defended well by Trahoda and crew. Wilson has to shove it across with two hands. And that ball is out. And it's a point for the Blue Jays. Make it three straight for Sabetha. After starting down 4-0, it's 4-3. Another serve here for Keim. And sends it across. Lassie to an E. Gets it into the air. They want to go right back to Lassie. Spike attempt. And too strong. Hit it long, and we're tied at four. Two teams have rattled off four straight here to start. And evened up at four apiece. As that one might have been out, Lassie saved it. So we continue on. And now it's blocked by Trahoda. And she gets the point to give the Blue Jays their first lead at 5-4. And Lassie really wanted to have that one back. That serve was probably going OB. Well, the Blue Jays get the point, take a 5-4 lead. Here is Lassie, middle left, sends it to the back middle. Middle sets it up front left. Here's Wilson on the spike, and she puts it down off the deflection. Another point for Sabetha. Six consecutive points after being down 4-0 to start. Blue Jays are right now leading 6-4. The must-win for them. Holton won the first set, 25-22. They set it up for Wilson. Yep, no chance. He buried it. As well set as you could put it to Tinley Wilson. Athleticism prevailed. It's now 6-5. That stops that six-straight point streak for the Blue Jays. And the Wildcats back to within one. Holton is 7-1 on the year so far. Started the season ranked in the top 10 in 4A, and they have been every bit of top 10 so far. The Blue Jays will get a point here on the lift call against the Wildcats. So it's 7-5 in favor of the Blue Jays. Olivia Bumgartner back to serve, 5'5 senior. and she'll spin and fire. Catherine sets it up. Oh, kind of a bad setup there on the bump to the set. Bump was fine. The set was not. That's an easy point for the Blue Jays. Didn't have to do much there. Their lead is 8-5. So they have rattled off 8 of the last 9. Whitaker backside. Nice dig. Here's a mental spike tipped up into the air. Nicely played by Black. And now Catherine back to the net has to send it over on a free ball. They want to set it up for Jehoda, who puts it down. It tipped off the top of the net, and now a free ball somehow got across. Good job by Holton scrambling there. And now a late jump and tapped across by Olivia Lang. And now a good set for Black. She puts it across. Still battling at the net. Down it goes. Point for the Wildcats. Good rally on both sides. Really finishing that one off was Chloe Black, and it's now 8-6. Holton trailing, they have to serve. Back to Whitaker, up front to Kime. They set it up. There's the spike by middle. Down it goes. Offset spike, true as can be. And now 9-6, the Blue Jays lead. Sub onto the floor. Schubarth is back in. Front line for the Blue Jays. Back to serve is Trahoda. Back left, kind of angles towards the middle. Barely dipped it over that top of the net. But Lassie got a good look. It's on the side of the Blue Jays, and they scramble it back across, and now another battle at the net on the side of Holton. Wilson, far side, they want to set it up. Chloe Black, Trahoda got a hand along with Lang on it, and now middle gets a crack, batted up in the air by Wilson. Second pop by Martin, free ball sent across by Phillips. So Bethan now an opportunity, bad set to middle. She has to turn around and just get it back over. Right in front, Lassie spike, and she finally got it to go. Middle of the floor, Becca Lassie. 9-7, Holton down 2. As Kinley Fluke checks back in here for Holton, and she will serve it. Sabetha 9 and Holton 7 here in set 2. Wildcats won the first set 25-22. It's a near ace by Fluke. The middle's able to get it across. Back middle of the floor. Popped up by Wilson. Now they want to tee it up for Martin, and she buries it. Front right to back right corner. And Martin the kill. I think they put it up in the wrong score there. It should be 9-8. And it's showing 10-7. Now that one drops in for a Sabetha point. Miscommunication there. Yeah, that's back to back. They have put it should be 10-8. Should be 10-8, Sabetha. Right now it's showing 11-7. Yeah. Right now the score is a little bit off. We'll see if they change that, but as of right now, 11-7. Lassie with a nice block here on the side of Holton, and now Wilson, a little lazy there on the back line. Her spike from the back middle can't get over. And I think we're finally getting a stoppage here. Maybe the score change here. And it was 10-8 before that. So with the Sabetha point, it should be 11-8. Now they're trying to figure it out, but 11-8 should be the score. Right now, missed the last two. And we got discussion at the scores table. The scorekeeper's got a hard job for sure. Their last couple of points were put on the wrong side, so that is the stoppage here. And there we go, 11-8, we got it. So it is correct, took a second, but Sabetha's lead 11-8, and they reserve it, we're back to it. Holton setting it up, Luke with the set, middle of the floor. That was Chloe Black, didn't have much behind that spike, but Sabetha scrambling. Whitaker gets it across with one hand on a free ball. They want to set up for Lassie, goes finesse. Diving for it is Scobie to keep it alive. Batted up into the air by Haverkamp. Now Holton plays it well defensively with Black. They go back to her. She tried the love tap. Not there. Sabetha played it well. Blue Jays get it back. Now they set it up for Schubarth, and it's defended by Lassie. Point for the Wildcats. 11-9 is the Sabetha lead now in this second set. Blue Jays need it to force a third. Wildcats looking for the 2-0 sweep. And have to rally here. And that one's batted up into the air on the net. Chloe Black, nicely done, kept it alive. Now Fluke sets it up for the lefty, and Martin, who puts it down. Goes from Fluke to Martin, and it's now a one-point lead for the Blue Jays. Back-to-back here for the Wildcats, and they've scored four of the last six to get to within one. And Black will serve it here. Middle of the floor, far side to near side. Good pace, Whitaker gets it in the air. Far side to Bumgarner. There's a spike. Nicely done. And Minold the kill shot. 12-10 Sabetha. The Blue Jays by two here in set two. Getting about to that halfway point. Minold will serve. Bumped up into the air by Phillips. Now they want Tinley Wilson and somehow tipped back across. That was a heck of an effort by Sophia Haverkamp. Got knocked to her backside on that massive spike by Wilson. Nearly got it back over, but it lands OB. And it's 12-11. Holton down one. They get the serve back. Here is the libero and Bailey Catherine who sends it across. Now they set it up for the spike. That's deflected, and that should be a point for the Blue Jays. It is. Just barely a fingertip on it by Ditzler, and that allows the Blue Jays to get their lead back to two at 13-11. As Drahota comes in on the front line, and now serving for the Blue Jays will be Shubarth. Slams it down with three hard dribbles, slaps it in the hands, raising up, fires the right arm through. Goes from Black over to Wilson, her spike, tough angle. Somehow Blue Jays are battling at the net, and it's put down, and I think that one is out, but it was deflected, so the Blue Jays get the point. Brooklyn Wilts, nicely played. Back-to-back for the Blue Jays. Their lead back to three at 14-11. So another serve coming up here for Shubarth. Now it's going to be long. And sailed it. 14-12. A freebie there for the Wildcats. And it will be Martin to serve. The lefty here for the Wildcats. 14-12 Blue Jays. Set two. They need it. Holton won the first set 25-22. Here's Haverkamp setting it up. There's the spike off the top of the net. What a diving save on the back line by Chloe Black to keep that one alive. Blue Jays reset. Drahota had a chance and defensively batted down by Ditzler. Point for the Wildcats. My goodness. A couple times that looked like the Blue Jays were going to land that point. Wildcats said no thank you. 14-13. Blue Jays by one. Martin the lefty serving it up again. On the back line, they set it up for Stobie, and it's once again defended well, and the Wildcats tied up. Ditzler on that front part rejection there. So it's 14-14. Three straight for Holton here. Martin another serve. Sends it across, but not enough. It goes into the net. 15-14. Sabetha retakes the lead here. A little bit more than halfway through this second set. Must need for the Blue Jays after dropping the first set 25-22. Wildcats looking for the sweep. Served by Keim. Sends it back left. Wilson bats it into the air. Now it's set back up for Wilson. Not much on the spike. Couple of Blue Jays put it back up. Now leaning back and firing it into the net was Wilt. Yeah, that's a point for the Wildcats. And we're deadlocked at 15-15. So Wilson back to serve, the only non-senior who was a first-team All-League selection a year ago. She sends it across. Whitaker gets it high into the air, up to Keim, and now a couple of bodies, and it's somehow punched back over. Whitaker diving to keep it alive. Wilson back row. They set it up. Here's the spike defended by Drahota, and Drahota and company earn the Blue Jays a point there on a great defensive effort. 16-15, Sabetha back in front. They'll get the serve. And Bumgarner will do the serving duties here. The Blue Jays up by one in the second set. Blue Jays have played a difficult schedule here early on this season. And it's going to be an ace for Bumgarner as he got it tipped in front of that back. Holton line, 17-15. Haven't seen a ton of aces here tonight. Well, that's a big one there. Blue Jays by two, 17-15. Bumgarner again, sends it across, Black high into the air. Martin now puts a hand on it, Black's spike is dug up nicely by Bumgarner. Now Middle gets a crack at it, defended well by Gilly Lind, and now it's put back over to the Holton side. Martin sets it up for Chloe Black, and she delivers a big kill shot. Nicely played front left to front right, buried by Black. 17-16, the Sabetha lead down to one. And Ditzler now to serve it up here for the Wildcats. Sends it. Nearly dipped down an ace. Bumgardner, though, on a second hit. Back to the net, sent across by Keim. Now Martin sets it up for Lassie, and she ties it up. And she buries down a kill, middle of the floor. 17-17. Gilliland that, or correction, Lassie there. So a 17-17 tie here in set two. Holton, a little bit of momentum. Martin gets it back, now pushed across by Gilliland. Now the setup by Kai, middle, little two-handed push shot. And Chloe Black, diving effort, just a little bit late, can't get it back up in the air. And the Blue Jays retake the lead, 18-17. Subs in both ways. Shoebarth back in up front for the Blue Jays. Presley Phillips back in for the Wildcats. 18-17, Holton trailing by one to the Blue Jays. Holton sets it up. Lassie, good look, good tap, good kill. Finesse, middle of the floor, pushed it to her left. Front right on the Sabetha side. 18-18 tie. Oh, they're really utilizing Lassie front middle of that line for the Wildcats. And back to serve, it is Kinley Fluke. Holton trying to sweep it here, but the Blue Jays wanting to force a winner take all set three. They set it up. Lassie again, tipped in the air. Whitaker was right there. Now Keim pushing it back. Fading away is Lang, and that tough fadeaway allowed her to get it over, but not much behind it. Now Black spike is rejected. Good job this time by Sabetha. Now a one-handed tap shot over by Martin, and the Blue Jays will reset. Middle of the floor, spike down by Shoebarth. Defended well by the Wildcats, and now another one down, and not over, and a point for Holton. Had multiple shots, multiple blocks there by Holton, and Holton takes the lead. It's 19-18. As Kinley Fluke will serve it up again. Time. And tapped across. Diving effort kept alive. Phillips. And a two-handed push by Martin, and it's inside the line, and a point for the Wildcats. He just straight up pushed it to the back corner. And good touch. And the lead for Holton is now 2 at 20-18. Luke will serve it again. Popped up into the air by Bumgardner. Now a spike attempt. Good defense by Holton. Lassie again on the defensive side. 21-18. Holton, momentum down the stretch, trying to sweep. Luke will serve it again. Good pace behind it. And it's down for an ace. Off the hands of Menold. And it's 22-18. The Wildcats trying to sweep this second matchup. They have rattled off five straight, seven of the last eight. Blue Jays, do they have one more push left in them? Front left, Shoebarth had to get it across into the hands of Wilson. They want to set it back up for Martin, and she buries it with the left hand. Mara Martin with the kill, and it's 23-18, Holton. And a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside as well. The Wildcats tried to end this one, leading Sabetha in set two, 23-18, back in a tight 30 here on KMZA.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, Sabetha had no choice to take a timeout there as the Holton run is up to six consecutive points. And from being up 18-17 to being down 23-18, the Wildcats looking to complete a two-set sweep over the Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays fought hard in their first match against Nemaha Central, forcing three sets, but the Thunder would end up taking it. Now the Blue Jays on the short end, 23-18 out of the timeout here in set two. That one missed it. Now match point here for the Wildcats. That was a tough break off the hands of Bumgardner. And now it's 24-18. Seven straight scored by Holton. And a chance to win it here with match point. 24-18, Fluke will serve. Pushed up into the air by Chloe Detweiler, who's in. It's tapped over by Schubarth. Now the Wildcats trying to settle. They push it over. That should be a lift. It is. A lift called against Martin, so a point for Sabetha. Makes it 24-19, still match point here for the Wildcats. But the Blue Jays will get the serve. And they bring on Chloe Detweiler, or correction, it's going to be Sophia Haverkamp to do the serve here. And Detweiler is still on the floor. Got to have it if you're the Blue Jays. Bent over. Fluke wants to set it up. Lassie defended well. Is it down for the Holton point? It is. Through the teeth of the Blue Jay defense, and that'll do it. 25-19 in set two. 25-22 in set one. The Wildcats sweep the Blue Jays and improve to 8-1 on the season. We'll step aside for a timeout, come back, recap it, and get you ready for the final matchup. And it's a doozy with the Wildcats and the Thunder. But Holton sweeps Sabetha in two sets, 25-22 and 25-19. Back in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with the good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, Sabetha kept it close, but the Holton Wildcats, a straight set victory tonight in matchup number two here at Nemaha Central High School, as the Holton Wildcats defeating Sabetha 25-22 and 25-19. Our final tilt coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. The host, Nemaha Central Thunder and Holton Wildcats, these two teams both ranked to start the season in their respective classifications. And right now, their first time meeting in league play, it is very early, but right now both these teams are undefeated in league play. And the winner has certainly a little bit of an advantage moving forward, as we still got a lot to play this season. But nonetheless, an important early season tilt in our final matchup here with Nemaha Central and Holton. So again, Holton and Nemaha Central taking care of Sabetha in the first couple of matches here tonight, and it's the Thunder and the Wildcats here in about 10 minutes or so. So keep it locked in. Send it back to the studios. Kirk Kilman keeping you locked and loaded for the next few minutes, and then give us about 5 or 6 minutes or so, roughly, and we'll come back, get you set for Holton and Nemaha Central to be the final matchup of our broadcast tonight. Stick with us as high school volleyball continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.